Hi, this is David Williams, editor and associate publisher of LBS360.net. Today we have with us Joe Ashtroth, who is the vice president and general manager of Autodesk Location Services. He's also joined by Callie Bean and Brandy Cook, who are associated with Edelman, their public relations firm, and I'd like to welcome all of you to this podcast. We've developed a variety of questions for you, Joe, that would like to get your perspective on. And again, our target audience is LBS developers. So the first question would be, how has Autodesk's LBS strategy evolved over the last year?
Thanks, David. And let me tailor my response, given the most of the community here we're speaking to are application developers or application developer companies. And what has happened in 2007 is pretty exciting in terms of the developments concerning Autodesk's position in location-based service marketplace. In 2007, we reached another milestone of deploying our seventh carrier deployment, to being in seven now carrier networks here in the United States and in Europe. We've now have either deployed or in the process of deploying six white label applications for carriers. Again, these are carrier branded applications. And then also it's supporting the deployment of five additional white label carrier branded, again, applications by some of our partners who are working with carriers. The next one, which is quite an interesting achievement in 2007, is that we are now deployed our solutions or have tested our solutions and platform with over 30 handsets supporting now Brew, J2ME, and Windows Mobile clients. And the good news for developers is we've extended our API that it's a write once to the platform or the handset, so it will save developers significant work. The same API, by modifying the call very slightly, will be able to have their system, their application work with the server to do web display or on the handset to do handsets display. But the key there is over 30 handsets we've have been certified on or are working with carriers to certify our solution and their deployment of location-based services. And then the last thing which we're really excited about, and that is our platform and solutions have now been deployed in these seven networks, which represent 165 million wireless subscribers. So when developers are out there thinking about how can I get my application on the biggest stage in LBS, that big stage most certainly is the Autodesk location-based service platform called Location Logic, which is now has access to over 165 million wireless subscribers here in North America and Europe.
What are your key strategic initiatives for 2007 with respect to LBS?
Well, the great news, 2006 will go down, and I believe the history of when it's written of location-based services as the inflection point when location-based services really took off and became a, or started to become, I guess I should say, a mass market for millions of subscribers. So 2006, we saw the dramatic uptake with large carriers like Verizon Wireless and Sprint and getting together with Nextel, now Sprint Nextel, and other carriers here in the United States and in Europe. So we see this dramatic uptake happening and the deployment of white label applications and other third-party applications and location enabling services. So 2007, what do I anticipate? It's all about scaling, David, to meet this incredible demand that is finally materializing in LBS. So it's really about scaling to meet that demand and working broader and sort of going wider and deeper, if you will, with our carrier customers now as they prepare to roll out many more apps and to support many more third-party application developers.
Well, for those of us who have been in the LBS space, and obviously you know this well, for a long time, 2006 really, I totally agree, really was the inflection point after many years of kind of hand-to-mouth starving for a lot of us. It's really good news that we're finally over that strategic hump. What do you see as your primary advantages over your competitors?
I'd say there's three three that I would focus on, and again, I believe are very important to and key to our strategy. And number one, first and foremost, is we are 150% carrier focused. We are we specifically here at Autodesk developed a standalone business separate from our GIS and infrastructure business to be totally focused on wireless location services. And our mission from day one, when we established the division 6 years ago now, was to stay focused on Tier 1 and MVNO carriers here in North America and in Europe. And that is a is an advantage that is really paying off for us. We're not a part-time LBS company. In other words, we're not a GIS company that has a part-time interest in LBS. We have a platform which was developed from the first line of code to operate and perform, scale, and meet the performance requirements of the carrier network environment. That really pays off because we have now become a 5-9 service provider, on-demand service provider, or ASP for the carriers, which is very important to becoming a partner for many application development companies as they're looking for partner who can provide the platform and the hosting or the on-demand service capability so they can focus on what they do best, that special application, that area of expertise, subject matter expertise that they bring, whether it be in gaming or social networking or mobile resource management or some of the other very interesting and compelling applications area. And then lastly, a competitive advantage for us is the comprehensive solution that we bring to our carrier customers. We are deep in the network providing the location infrastructure. We move into the middleware, or the LBS platform layer. We take responsibility for processing the content and keeping it up to date, providing the core LBS or GeoServer capabilities. But we've also grown into the white label application framework solution business and also taking responsibility for support and even handset certifications. So we have been called upon, as this market has been rapidly growing, they've been looking for a comprehensive solution provider, a single trusted LBS source, so to speak. And we have stepped up and proven that we can be that source, and that has proven to be a significant competitive advantage, not just for us, but for our application developer partners as well.
Speaking of partners, who do you consider your key strategic partners, particularly from a developer standpoint?
Well, you have to start with some other ecosystem partners here. They're very important to us and the application developers, and that's the content providers. So people like TeleAtlas and NavTech and WCities are all content providers. Obviously, TeleAtlas and NavTech, Basemap content providers, two of the largest in the world, are very strategic partners for us and for our application developers. And as you're probably aware, we're one of the main sponsors of the LBS Challenge being held by NavTech, which is all about developers and helping developers realize their dreams and their ideas around location smart applications. So I'd have to put them out there, first and foremost. And then there's other ecosystem partners. We work very closely with people like Qualcomm and Surf, who provide, the GPS chipsets and other, the Brew technology specifically to Qualcomm. So BEA Systems, again, a key partner for us as we've built our solution around WebLogic and making sure they're there to support us. Oracle, from another partner point of view is important to us as we leverage the Oracle capabilities to store spatial data and scale our system. And then in terms of getting into partners on the application side, we do have some sort of a tier one partnerships that we formed with people like JumpTap in the mobile search space, Useful Networks, which is a brand new one in the location brokering or location warehouse space, if you will. Those are the two that jump to mind. But there's a number. We're up to now over 20 application development partners who we've been working with closely over the last year. And I'd hate to short shift any of them in terms of not mentioning. If I mention any more, then I think I'm going to get in trouble with the rest of them. There's one other one I should say that is in the same level of a very high level strategic involvement, and that's with Tick Games, which we also have that very deep and very strategic relationship along with the other two that I've mentioned.
How about your relationship with Verizon Wireless? How's that working? Have you had any major issues you've had to overcome?
It's been a great relationship. It's been one that I think right now we're both caught up in the euphoria of the success of Verizon Wireless and their location-based service offering, especially out there with their Chaperone service and VZ Navigator service and their Verizon Field Force Manager service that they've launched and the great success that they've experienced. So it's just been a great ride over the last 2 years working with Verizon Wireless, preparing to help them launch these applications. And I think the best thing it speaks to our relationship and the status of our relationship is that we've expanded our relationship so significantly over the last 12 months, doing more and more for Verizon Wireless as a trusted LBS partner. And I think that's probably the best indicator. Now we're providing, again, everything from handset testing to handling Tier 2 and Tier 3 support, not just for our platform, which they've deployed, but for the entire location ecosystem, helping them, again, deliver great customer service to their wireless subscribers who are using these location smart services. So we are very happy with our relationship.
How about your relationships with other carriers?
Well, it's yes, I'm glad you asked that. So it didn't seem that Verizon Wireless is getting all the highlights here. We have a great relationship with Sprint and now the merged Sprint Nextel entity. And there's some exciting things that are going to be going on there that I can't talk about, but they're going to be first to market with a very exciting capability for location-based services here in 2007. So stay tuned. They were both Sprint and Nextel when they were separate companies, were early movers in this market. In hindsight, they probably think maybe they moved a little bit too soon before everything was in place, the handsets and in the ecosystem. But they've been in this business for nearly 6 years, and they are going to, they're not bound to just take a back seat to other carriers who are in the space or getting into the space now. So we're doing some great stuff with Sprint and Disney Mobile. Let's not forget, Disney Mobile in the MVNO space. They're out there with a very large brand, and as important or more important is a very specific demographic. So for, again, those of you listening who are application developers and have applications which are family-oriented or geared towards the family, please step forward and put your hand up either through us or directly to Disney Mobile, because that's really where they're delivering a very compelling solution, and that's around that around the family, around that family demographic. So Disney Mobile, we're pretty excited about the what they're doing in the space, where every Disney Mobile customer is an LBS customer. Their family locator service is built right in to the service, the base service. They are, I believe, probably the only carrier in the world that has taken that bold step in the LBS, and we're part of that, and we're excited to be part of that. Over across the pond, we're doing some great work, continue to do some great and exciting work in social networking space with Telecom Italia Mobile. We have a couple other customers over there, which they're getting ready to launch, and so I can't spill the beans here, but two other carriers you'll see coming on launching some pretty exciting mobile resource management applications in Europe. So stay tuned for that.
Talking a little bit more about your alliances, what's your attitude in terms of what you're looking for in alliance partners, and perhaps you can use JumpTap as an example of that. What key factors were involved in striking that relationship, and how is it working out?
Okay, great. Well, in terms of what we're looking for in these kind of key alliances, again, we have a very active third-party developer community, which is open to broad base of developers, but I think your question is really in terms of key alliances and how do I decide who to align with in what I see would be, key, alliance structures. And that is in terms of the markets that I see right over the horizon, which are going to be, location enabled or location smart in their nature. And that's mobile search, for example, and our work with JumpTap. Mobile search, which is very different animal than web-based search. It has to be more relevant and immediate. It has to have that immediacy in terms of relevancy, right? Don't return to me a very long list of candidates of something I'm searching for. Please, I don't have time. I'm not sitting at my desk and can page through, 5, 6, 7 pages of search results. Please separate or filter out the ones that are, in my proximity that are relevant to me based on where I happen to be. So mobile search and our alliance with JumpTap is that kind of synergy, right? I see mobile search as being such a critical, service that needs location that we looked around and we said, look, let's form some strategic alliances in mobile search. JumpTap is one of them. We're in the process of working with a couple of other mobile search companies that are up and coming as well. So that's in terms of how do I form or how do I choose in terms of what's a strategic alliance versus just providing excellent application developer support. It really is along those strategic initiatives that I see coming very quickly on the horizon, and mobile search, I believe, is one of those.
From a developer standpoint, kind of a bottom line standpoint, what do you think the key factors are that LBS developers should take into consideration or look at when choosing an LBS developer platform?
Well, first and foremost, the platform has to have the reach into the carrier world. That's, I go back to, my opening comments. I think probably if I'm a developer listening, to my opening remarks, there's one thing that just jumps right out at me, and that's that 160 million wireless subscribers who have potential access to our platform, where our platform has been deployed in networks, where that is the summation of the subscribers who are on those networks. So I would say first and foremost, align yourself with a platform, LBS platform provider who has access today, not the promise of in the future, but access today to a very large wireless subscriber base. Second thing is look for in terms of having a robust and comprehensive solution so that, again, the developer can stay focused on that particular subject matter expertise. There's a developer that's launched on the Verizon network, Bones in Motion, for example. They want to stay focused on the personal fitness marketplace, outdoor personal fitness. That's their passion. When you talk to the CEO and the members of Bones in Motion, the employees, right? They're fanatic. They're outdoor fitness fanatics, right? That's their passion. So they don't want to have to worry about, processing base map content or worrying to do too much handset application development or this particular special geoprocessing need or tapping into this network element in the carrier network. They want a partner who can bring all of that, comprehensive solution, and so that they can stay focused on their passion, what gets them out of bed in the morning. And that's something I would look for if I was an application developer. Who can give me, that comprehensive solution that is already deployed in a carrier network? And then I think lastly is, in terms of are they following the standards and do they have the APIs that make my life easier as well? So that's how I would prioritize.
Well, great. Well, that wraps up my questions. Any other comments that you'd like to make in terms of messages that you'd like to convey to the LBS developer community?
Well, I guess the biggest message is we're finally here. We're finally here after the long journey. We've reached the promised land, so to speak, in that all your hard work now and that passion can be unlocked, I believe, beginning in 2007 as as LBS really becomes a maturing market and a market that is really geared towards the mass market, thousands and millions of subscribers now are going to have the opportunity to tap into your passion and do your service and your applications. So hang in there and now get even more focused because you have arrived.
Thank goodness. Well, this is David Williams wrapping up our interview with LBS360.net with Joe Astroth of Autodesk. Joe, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.